Title: Funky Drummer, Percussion Layer Slice with Crunchy Sampler Texture in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Alright, let's build one of those secret weapon jungle layers, a funky, shuffled percussion texture that lives behind your main break and makes everything feel faster, grimier, and more alive without sounding like you just stacked another whole break on top. This is beginner-friendly, and we're staying inside Ableton Live 12 using Slice to MIDI, simpler, and a crunchy little device chain to get that sampled from vinyl or tape vibe. First, quick mindset. This track is not your main drums. It's atmosphere. It's movement. If you mute it and you miss it, that's perfect. If you unmute it and you instantly notice, oh, there's a second breakbeat, it's probably too loud, too bright, or has too much mid-range. Step 0. Project setup. Set your tempo somewhere in that drum and bass zone, like 170 BPM. You can go 165 to 174, but 170 is a great target. Make three tracks, one for main break, optional for now, one called Perk Texture. This is the one we're building. And optionally the bass track just to reference space, because bass can make your perception of tops and brightness change. Now step 1. Pick a funky drummer loop. You want something with busy hats, ghost notes, maybe a little room tone, and human swing. Break tops, a funk drummer top loop, even a percussion loop with shuffles can work. Here's a coach tip. A lav loop sound exciting full range, but once you high pass them they turn into nothing. So do this. Before you commit, throw an EQ8 on the loop and turn on a high pass around 250 Hz while auditioning. If the loop still has character after that, it's a winner. Drag your chosen loop onto an audio track. Warp setup in clip view. Turn warp on. Use complex as the safe choice, or complex pro if the timing gets weird. Set 1.1.1 to the true downbeat. And important, don't overquantize the feel. If the loop has a little drift, that's part of the funk. Jungle is allowed to be a bit wonky in a good way. Step 2. Isolate it into a percussion layer. We're basically removing the real kick and snare energy so it doesn't fight your main break. On the loop track, at EQ8, high pass, 24 dB slope, somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. Start at 220 Hz and adjust by ear. If it's painfully crispy, dip a bit around 3 to 6 kHz. Optional but very effective. Add a gate after the EQ. Set the threshold so the long tails of the kick and snare shrink down. Keep the release musical, not choppy. Try 50 to 120 milliseconds. The goal is mostly hats, shuffles, little ticks, little bits of room. If you're not sure you did it right, here's the test. When you bring in your main break later, the snare should still feel like the undisputed boss. This layer should kind of talk around it, not replace it. Step 3. Slice to MIDI. This is the jungle way. Right-click the audio loop and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. One slice per transient. Preset. Built-in is fine. We'll tweak it. Ableton creates a MIDI track with simpler and slice mode, and it also creates a MIDI clip that recreates the original rhythm. This is the magic moment. Now your loop is a playable kit. You can reorder hits, retrigger slices, and create little ghost patterns without hunting for extra samples. Quick transient sanity check, because this matters. Open simpler and click through slices. Listen for two problems. 1. A slice that starts late, like it missed the initial hit, that's going to feel lazy and wrong. 2. A slice that accidentally contains two hits, so it sounds flimmy. If you find those, don't panic. You can go back to the audio, adjust warp markers or the transient positions, and reslice. It's normal on busy shuffles. Step 4. Make it crunchy and sampled. Now we build the tone. We're going for old sampler, a little grit, not fizzy noise. Let's start inside simpler. Turn the filter on. Pick LP24 or LP12. Bring the cutoff down a bit, like 8 to 12kHz. This is a big one. Rolling off modern super bright top end instantly makes it feel more old school. Resonance low, maybe 5 to 15%. Add a touch of drive if you have it, like 2 to 6 dB, just enough to thicken. Set voices somewhere like 8 to 16 so it doesn't get out of control with overlapping tails. If you hear clicks on some slices, add a tiny fade in. Even a little bit can clean it up without changing the vibe. Now add redux after simpler. This is your crunchy sampler box. Try bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits. Downsample around 2 to 6. Start at 3, and don't feel like you have to go 100% wet. Try dry slash wet around 30 to 60. Teacher note, the most common mistake here is overcrunching. If you push redux too hard, you'll get that fizzy, white noise cymbal thing that feels cheap instead of classic. The sweet spot is where you hear texture and density, but the transients still speak. Next, add saturator after redux. Mode, analog clip or soft sign. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn the output down so you're not just getting excited because it's louder. And if it's available, soft clip is great on tops because it rounds peaks and makes it feel glued. Extra sound design tip. The order changes the flavor a lot. Redux into saturator tends to feel like old digital sampler into a mixer. Saturator into redux feels more like tape or preamp first, then sampled. Try both quickly and pick the one that matches your vibe. Now add auto filter for movement. You can use band pass for a moving air effect, or low pass if you just want subtle opening and closing. Set the frequency somewhere like 4 to 10 kHz depending on brightness. Turn on the LFO. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Keep the amount subtle, like 5-15%. The point is to keep the loop from feeling like a static copy-paste texture. Add reverb next, but keep it small. Size small to medium. Decay 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Dry/wet 8 to 18%. We're not trying to make it lush. We're trying to fake that room mic reality and give it a bit of air around the hats. Step 5. Groove. Twing and ghost hits for that rolling jungle feel. We'll do the beginner-friendly approach first. Groove pool. Open the groove pool. Grab an MPC 16 swing groove or any shuffle that feels right. Apply it to your MIDI clip. Start with timing 20 to 40%, velocity 10 to 25%, random 2 to 8%. Now, here's a really important coach note. Velocity is your secret swing. Before you even get fancy, select all your MIDI notes and create a wider velocity spread. Some hits can be down at 20 to 40 and some up at 70 to 90. Old jungle tops feel hand-played largely because the hit strength is inconsistent. If everything is the same velocity, it'll feel like a machine gun even if the timing is shuffled. If you want to go manual, add a couple extra hits on 16th off beats and keep them quiet. Then nudge a few notes slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, just to get that human drag. Don't overdo it. You're seasoning, not rebuilding the whole rhythm. Step 6. Make it sit in the mix. This is where it becomes professional fast. Add an EQ8 at the end for final polish. High pass again, often 200 to 350 Hz. Yes, again. Tops love being clean. If it sounds too modern, gently shelf down above 10 kHz. If something is poking your ear, notch it. Optional but very drum and bass. Drum boss. Drive 2 to 8. Crunch 0 to 20%. Turn boom off because we don't want lows. Use damp to tame harshness. Now the big one. Sidechain so it breathes with your main drums. Put a compressor or glue compressor on the perk texture track. Enable sidechain. Select your kick slash snare bus or your main drum track as the input. Settings. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 150 milliseconds. Adjust threshold until you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the main hits land. What this does is create pockets. The main snare punches through, and your texture kind of ducks out of the way, giving you that classic rolling sensation without turning the mix into a fight. Step 7. Arrangement. Make it feel like a real jungle record, not an 8-bar loop. Try a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8. Intro or rollout. Close the filter a bit more. Turn the track down maybe 2 to 5 dB. Make the MIDI sparser. Remove a few hits so it teases rather than shouts. Bars 9 to 16. Drop or full section. Open the filter slightly. Add a couple extra ghost hits. And at bar 16, do a 1-bar fill using only your slices. For example, pick one slice and retrigger it in 16 THS, then cut it hard at the end for a turnaround. A really effective trick. Duplicate the MIDI clip and change only 3 to 5 hits in the second clip. That tiny change makes it feel arranged, like a human is doing variations. If you want one step more advanced without getting complicated, try 2-lane percussion. Duplicate the sliced MIDI track. Track A is mostly closed hats and shuffles. Track B is just a few brighter ticks. Alternate which one plays every 2 bars. You'll get movement without adding density. Or do a ghost-only lane. Duplicate the MIDI clip. Remove the obvious loud hits. Keep only tiny slices. Turn it down 6 to 12 dB. Sidechain it a little harder. That creates an undercurrent that makes the track feel like it's sprinting. And if you want Live 12 to help you create variation, put a no-chance MIDI effect before simpler, and give a few repeated 16 THS a 10 to 25% chance. Subtle randomness, same vibe, never exactly the same loop. Before we wrap, quick checklist of common mistakes to avoid. If it's clashing with kick and bass, you left too much low end. High pass harder. If it sounds like fizzy noise, redux is too extreme. Back off downsample, or reduce dry slash wet. If it's too loud, it stops being atmosphere. Turn it down until you feel it more than you hear it. If it feels stiff, you quantize the soul out of it. Add swing, random, velocity spread, or a few late nudges. If the reverb is huge, your hat smear and you lose punch. Keep it small and short. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. In 20 minutes, slice one drummer loop to MIDI using transients. Make two variations, a sparse one for intro and a busier one for the drop. Dial redux to a sweet spot and write down your bit depth and downsample settings. Create a one-bar fill every 8 bars using only retriggers from your slices. Then resample the whole percussion layer to audio and name it Perk Tops Crunchy 170 BPM. Final recap. You took a funky loop, filtered it into tops, sliced it to MIDI and turned it into a playable jungle texture. You added old-school crunch with redux and saturator, movement with auto-filter, space with a small reverb, and you made it breathe with sidechain. Then you arranged it with restraint into energy, with small variations and turnarounds. If you tell me what kind of loop you picked, busy hats, congas, shaker tops and what sub-vibe you want, like jazzy liquid roller, dark jungle, or tech step, I can suggest a specific slice strategy and a safe crunch range, so it stays gritty without turning into harsh fizz.